I'd like to first welcome James Vu, who is a seminarian for the Archdiocese of New Orleans. He and James will speak very briefly at the Masses this weekend, encouraging us, especially in our prayer for vocations, that the Lord will send out more laborers to the harvest. Prayer, it's the theme for the readings today. It reminds me of a time a few years ago at Touro Infirmary when I went to anoint a man who was slowly dying. But even though he was the sick one, he wanted to tell me a story about a time when he had prayed for his wife who had been sick. It seems that she had been bitten by a mosquito and it contracted encephalitis, which is an infection that causes the brain to swell. It's extremely dangerous and has a high mortality rate. And as my new friend described it, he was praying in the waiting room when the doctor came out and said he had some bad news. The doctor told him, "Your wife is going to die." And the man asked the doctor, "Now, is that a fact or is that just your opinion?" And the doctor says, "Well, that is my opinion." To which the man replied, "Well, it's my opinion that she's going to live because I have the cure in my pocket." And the doctor looked confused and says, "May I see it?" And the man pulled out his rosary. Now, obviously, the man wouldn't have told me this story if it didn't have a happy ending. His wife recovered. And in fact, his wife, at the moment I was anointing him, was praying for him while he was dying. The man also told me that the doctor told him later, "My opinion was wrong. Yours was correct." Prayer is the word in the readings we heard today. The parable is about the necessity of praying always without becoming weary. Let's reflect on just three themes of prayer: that it must involve confidence, that it is directed toward a person, and that all prayer is ultimately eschatological. If you don't know that last word, don't worry, then I'll get to it. So prayer must involve confidence. The man whose wife was at risk of death from encephalitis had confidence, so much confidence that he was willing to tell the doctor, a man of science, that he was wrong. The widow in the parable today had confidence. Confidence the judge would treat her justly if she persisted. The word confidence comes from two Latin words, con, meaning with, and fide, meaning faith. Confidence, faith, and persistent are what the widow had. Persistence means to stand firm. Confidence and persistence go together. Persistence is based on faith, confidence, and a lifetime of persistence builds confidence. That widow acted with persistence and confidence with an earthly judge, and Jesus wants us to have the same thing with our Heavenly Father. We also recognize that all prayer has an object. We pray, ask God for things. God is the object of our prayer. But Jesus asked us to pray to God in His name. So we conclude most of our prayers through Christ our Lord. God became incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the mediator, true God and true man, between humanity and God. And as we conclude the most important prayer of our faith, the Eucharistic prayer, I sing through Him and with Him and in Him, Jesus, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father. And a powerful reminder of this is in the first reading from Exodus. The early church fathers saw in Moses holding his hands upright in prayer an image of Christ on the cross. On the cross, Christ prayed to the Father for us. And as the prayers of Moses with his hands upturned guaranteed the victory of Joshua in the battle against the Amalekites, the prayers of Jesus on the cross guaranteed the victory of Jesus in the prayer against sin and death. Joshua and Jesus are both English translations of the same Hebrew name, Yeshua, meaning God saves. And ultimately, all prayer is directed toward our salvation, the salvation of our souls. And that's where that strange Greek word that I mentioned earlier comes in, the word eschatology. The Greek word eschatos means the end. Eschatology means the study of the end things, the last things, which are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Confidence and persistence in prayer to the Father through Jesus, his Son, is always eschatological in that it's ultimately directed to our eternal salvation. Jesus gives us his example of a widow persisting in prayer to an earthly judge as a guide for us who will one day stand before a heavenly judge. And he tells us, will not God then secure the rights of his chosen who call out to him day and night? Jesus tells us to pray unceasingly, and many of us do. We ask God for what we need, and oftentimes it's for temporal concerns, that our sick friends get better, that those in difficulty be unburdened, and that we find peace in a world so full of sorrows. But all prayer helps us to build up our faith, increase our closeness with Jesus and each other, and points to a place where all will become clear, where our eyes will be fully open to the prayers that were granted and the reasons why some were not. And in the clarity of heaven, we'll come face to face with the just judge, the object of our prayers, and the salvation of our souls.